Today's message is risen from what was the event that is happening in America.
今天这个信息呢，之所以有今天这个信息，是因为在美国所发生的很多很多的事情。
You know that about almost maybe now 2 weeks that something happened in America, which is to me is quite incredible, but it happened.
就是说大概有两周以来呢，在美国发生一些事情呢，对我们来说还觉得是不可思议，但真实也发生了。
And it's the reversal of Roe and Wade.
这首先呢，就是他们的最高法院就是翻转了那个罗素韦德案的。
You know that Roe and Wade has been happening. It is on.U.S. for 50 years.
49年 to be exact. 1973.
50 years I quoted that.
对，它是已经49年前发生的事情，定案的。1973年。
And, that's so incredibly that in 2022, where the world is really turning upside down, and yet God so really did something to show us.
这全世界现在都已经是非颠倒了，但是神居然掌权，而且很神奇的让这个事情就这样子翻转。
What it cost me was that it raised a hope in me.
那对我而言呢，就是说在我里面就有了盼望。
Of course, we can see the chaos that's still in the U.S. concerning this matter.
我们还是看得到，在美国到处还是混乱的不得了，关于这个事情。
Actually, the Supreme Court suits did not do very much. They only made this mandate.
那其实最高法院他们没有做很多，他们只不过是有这样子一个，就最后的一个决定。
The vote was like six against three.
那这个决定呢？是
5-3,
应该是这样，五对三。那个万他不这样也不那样子啊、
oh,
，John Roberts。对
，Sorry，so it's 5-3.
应该是本来是九位大法官，
court,
但是五位是支持，三位反对，另外一位就是这样子在骑墙派。
The handing down of the ruling is like that.
然后他最后的判决是这样子。
That the Supreme Court judges say, you, the states, you decide whether your state wants to adopt abortion or not. That's all.
最后大法官就是决定说，这个让各州自己来决定，把这个权利发还给各州，你们决定你们这一州要不要支持堕胎。
Well, that's already too much for that.
但是光这样子的一个把这权力下放给各州，哇，权力就已经不行了，造反了。
And actually, it's constitutionally right that they have decided like that.
他们这样决定呢，在宪法上而来说是对的。
Because the constitution cannot bear the decision for each state. It's not constitutional right to do that.
那宪法上并没有赋予最高法院来为每一州下决定的。
And why did I say that I saw a ray of hope?
然后他们这样子的判决呢，我们真看到一点盼望的光曙光了。
Last week you heard of Pastor Malin say there may be a war in the world.
上星期我讲到了埃伯月九日，每第一次大世界大战、第二次世界大战都跟这个日子有关。然后在埃伯月九日，今年就是八月六日。今年八月六日也是埃波月九日，那我们真的要好好的祷告。
I look at it this way that the world situation very much depends on very much what's happening in America.
这全世界的情况呢，其实跟美国在发生的事情非常有关系。
Perhaps the Almighty God saw that there is something that they will wait a little longer.Before actually things start happening in big scale in the world,
就是说，那主神全能者他可能一直在忍耐，在等候，等到世界上有更大的事情爆发了。
Because that is our God.
我们的神是这样子的。
Our God is a good God.
我们的神是如此美善的一位神。
He's never ever ready to strike.
他不是那动辄就先来击打，他总是。
Let me be long suffering more, 因为
我更忍耐一点，我再忍耐你们一点，我再更长的忍耐一下。
Therefore, a virtue of a believer.
所以一个基督徒有一个美德。
That is, though all of us who are called by His name, we must actually embrace this virtue of the Lord, long suffering.
我们是被他呼召成为他儿女的，我们一定要来好好的发展这样一个美德，就叫恒久忍耐。
Which is among the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and is a very hard fruit to cultivate.
这个是圣灵的果子之一，而这果子是很难培育成功。
Because that's why it's put on the last. Then for a reason, long suffering.
它是恒久忍耐，真的。
So to me today, I feel that I need to speak about the sanctity of life.
所以今天呢，讲了一篇非常严肃的一个题目，叫做。生命的神圣。
Because I begin to believe that even among the Christian, they don't quite understand what's the sanctity of life.
我有点这样子的相信了，就是在基督徒当中呢，大家好像不是很明白，说生命是神圣的。
Like many other topics which the perfect people has to speak about, but they don't.
就说有很多的讲题，其实讲台应该要讲的，但是很多的讲台都不讲。
Because it really goes against what we like to hear.
因为呢，有些信息其实我们不是很喜欢听。
Or because of the influence of the world, we cannot be too starchy and too strict.
就说因为我们受到世界的影响，所以我们不能够这么严苛。
But everything that underlies our living is.What does the Lord think? What does the Lord want? And I shall then.
我们生命的所有的基础，其实都是神要的是什么，神喜欢的是什么，我应该要照做的。
Which really goes against every rule of our being on this earth. What do I want? Not you, Lord. Not you.
每个人呢，都是我喜欢什么，我要什么。所以，当我们说要上帝喜欢什么。神喜悦什么，其实都是好像跟我们这个抵挡的。
But that is the fine line that separates between us living victoriously on this earth and not living victoriously.
其实这就是我们在世上能够活得很得胜或者不能得胜的一个非常细一个很重要的分界线。
So I want to first define what the sanctity of life.
首先呢，先来说明什么叫做神圣。
Me, I
have 生命的神圣。
The sanctity of life is the conviction, my conviction, that all human beings, you know, in their state of consciousness or self-awareness.
这个很深的 ，OK。生命的神圣就是我自己心里的确认。
Yeah.
就是。
Whether I like it or not, this is my conscious, you know. Whether I want to be aware of it or not, this is my statement to myself.
就不管我知不知道，我是这里有这样子的一个，就是我们要这样说。
That this sanctity of life is offered to all any kind of people in all religion, color, and creed.
所以这个生命的神圣，这个是其实所有的各种各样的人，不管是什么人种、各种信仰、什么宗教的人。他们都是一样的，给这个生命的神圣这样的概念给他们。
In another word, I respect your life as a white, as an Indian, or as a First Nation, as anything. I accept that you physically that life in you is the same as the life I have.
简单的说呢，就说不管你是什么人种，你是怎么样的人。你的生命对我来说都是重要，都是神圣的，就是不管都是神圣的，而且不管你是什么信仰的，你是什么人，
equal,
我们是平等的。
And immeasurable worth before my God and your God，
在我的神面前，在你的神面前，我们都是一样神圣的、尊贵的。
There's a non-violent goal, means you cannot be violated. Your dignity cannot be violated.
你的尊严不能够被违背的。
And I believe that I'm not too far from the biblical understanding.
我觉得我这样的理解呢，跟圣经的理解呢，已经差不远了。
God is the one that created.
因为神是这位创造主，他创造所有的人，所有的万有，创造万有，不单是人啊，所有生命。
How God, that is what God did, then we have no right to say your life is not precious. Your life is precious.
因为是神做的，所以我们不能随便跟别人说你的生命宝贵。
Therefore, I can decide for you.
我能够来为你决定你的生命的价值。
Your life is equally precious.
所有的生命都是一样的宝贵。
This is Lord's thinking.
这是主的思维。
Why?
是这样子，是
in Genesis 1:26 when you say,
为什么？因为在创世纪一章26-27节，他这么说了。
He said, "Let us, means Father, Son, Holy Spirit, make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have the meaning of the fish, the sea, of the birds of the air, over the heaven."
神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切。
So, what's understanding is that God created man in His own image.
首先，你必须要理解，神是照着他的形象来创造人的。
In the image of God,
是照着神的样式来造我们的，造男造女。
So, though all of us look different, even in the same family, the brothers don't look the same as another brother.
虽然我们的外表各自不同，就算是一家人，也是长相不一定一样。
But the life in that person,
但是在那个人里面的生命
is actually that life is created by God.
那个生命是神创造。
And therefore, me too. I'm created by God. So are you all.
我是神创造的，你们每一个人都是神创造。
So therefore, this is the biblical understanding.
这个是圣经的了解。
And this biblical understanding of creation must not be overlooked.
而这个圣经所认为的创造，我们不能忽视。
There's only one God who makes the whole humanity in the world.
只有一位神，他创造了全世界的人类。
You can live any parts of the world that you are living you being God has created you. Amen.
你可以住在全世界任何一个地方，你是神所创造的人类。
Therefore, if you did not create the person, I did not create the person, only God. Therefore, you don't have a right to take that life. Understand?
因为生命不是你创造的，也不是我创造，是神造的。所以我们没任何人没有权利资格要来取人家的性命。
Amen.
Amen.
You agree on that?
同意吧。
Yeah. So therefore, there are only two views in the world concerning abortion.
所以呢，关于这个堕胎在世界上只有两个观点。
One view is I just spoken that it's the biblical view that I'm not the originator of life, and therefore I don't have the right to.
首先呢，就是我不是创造生命的那一位，所以我没有资格来取去生命。
You get that right?
这样子明白吧
？And I didn't think I'll pray, make it a miracle, and here you go.
我不是拿一块泥土来搓一搓，把它造成一个人。
No,
不是的
，I cannot do that.
不是我
，Only God.
只有神创造。
Yeah. So the other argument is that they allow abortion because they define what is life. That's all.
就另外一个族类呢，他们来说，他们来定义堕胎是怎么一回事，因为他们就是
，because they argue on these points only two points they argue upon。
他们呢有两个论点
，first point
第一点
，how does life begin？
然后他们对这生命的开始起源，他们的看法是什么
then, ？When does life actually begin？
他认为说生命从什么时候开始？
Because they don't believe,
因为他不相信
that life begins from God.
他不相信说生命是从神来的。
As for you and me, I like to think you believe the same as if that life begins with God.
那至于我们在座的呢？我希望我们起码相信圣经所说的生命是从神而来的。
And therefore, you know, we don't want to argue so much. We want to see what Bible has to say.
我们不想跟人家争论，我们只想看圣经是怎么。
And I'm sorry, Pastor Manning, this verse I want you to quote. Genesis 2:7 is not there.
创世纪二章七节
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a human being.
How God 这里讲到耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
Therefore, is God that created life.
他创造生命
，give you the life.
他赐给你生命。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And therefore we can.You know, then therefore, when we read the scripture, when a verse like this comes from Isaiah 45:10-12,
you want to listen and then read it? Isaiah. 所以呢，我们来看看以赛亚书四十五章十到十二节，这里说的。
He says, "What do you who says you spy, and what are you regarding all the woman? What have you brought forth?"
这里说，或在那被父亲说你生的是什么呢？或对母亲说你产的是什么呢？
Thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, to ask me of things to come concerning myself.
那就是说，耶和华以色列的圣者，就是造就以色列的，如此说，将来的事你们可以问我。
And concerning the works of my hand, you commanded me.
对，至于我的种子，并我手的工作，你们可以求我命定。其实他说，你们可以吩咐我。
I made the created man on it. My hand stretched out the heavens.And all their hosts are from my hand.
十二节说，我造地又造人在地上，我亲手铺张诸天，天上万象也是我所命定的。
Let me explain to you simply these verses.
有这几节我简单的跟大家说明一下。
Don't complain to your mother and father. Wow, how come you make me so beautiful or so ugly? No.
所以你不要跟你的父母亲抱怨说，你怎么把我生成这个样子？
God say, you have a complaint, go and complain to him.
你若有什么要抱怨，去向神抱怨。
God say, why is it my nose so crooked? You know, my sisters are so sweet.
God say, complain to me. 为什么我长这个样子，人家长那个样子？不要抱怨。
Therefore, it's not your parents.
所以不是你父母亲的错。
The part of the conception.
虽然他们是在这个孕育中有份。
But the actual one that gives life is still God. Is God.
真实赐生命的还是神。
Let us believe that. Can you agree on that one? It's God.
同意，相信。
That's why you can read Psalm 139:13-16.
所以我们今天主题经文呢，诗篇139:13-16。
Because David understand，
因为大卫呢，这诗人
come forth into being into this world，
他知道他怎么被造成的人。
When he sin，
在这世上
，when he sin， he did not sin to the person that he's wrong to. Yes， he did wrong. But actually， right.One brother William said, actually when we sin against God first.
他大卫很清楚知道他犯罪呢是独独得罪神，虽然他犯罪可能犯在人家对方的身上，但他知道得罪的是神。
God is the one that we offend.
我们真的冒犯他
us,
因为他创造了我们，创造你，创造我。
If we do something wrong, actually, yes, it's very bad that we do that to the person, but actuallythe person who actually make us suffer the most.
虽然我们有时候犯罪得罪了别人，是我冒犯了别人，但是最伤心的是那位造我们给我们生命的造物。
And if you think like that,
如果我们这样思想，
you think a little deeper, you want to do something wrong.
你呢，如果想要冒犯人，要做犯什么罪，你就要好好的再想想。
Because if you are angry with somebody who said about the heck, I just do it to you. But actually, that human being is also another.Lie from God, right?
就是说，当你想得罪人的时候，我不管了，我就要怒气全发了。那你要想想看，这个人他也是神所造的。
So David said these words to God.
大卫在诗篇139的说
，You reform every part of me, me, David, reform it.
那这是大卫做的诗，他说， you, 我的肺腑是你所造的。
Cover me in my mother's womb.
在我在母腹中，
and I will praise you, and I will carefully and wonderfully make by you.
我要称谢你，因为我受造奇妙可畏。
David went on, marvelous are your work, Lord. You make me so perfect.
你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道。你把我造得这么完美。
And yeah, and my soul, I know it so well.
就说我，这是我心深知道。
My frame was not hidden from you. Everything about me, you know.
你我受暗中受造，在地的深处被联络。
Yeah.
那时我的形体并不像你。
Well, it's very secret.I was made in secret by you, and then I was wrought in the lowest part of the earth, but your eyes saw my substance. Yet, 眼
未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。
But most important of David concluded these verses.
最重要的是
，Who am I in the Lord？
最重要，大卫做这样的结论说：“我在主里面，我是谁？”
他没有结论 ，Me and others. Sometimes I forgot who am I in the Lord.
我们有没有常这样问？有时候可能都忘了问：“我在主里面，我是谁？”
刚才呢？That means straight away, you don't need to fear.
所以立刻你不需要害怕
，You just need to go back.
你知道，你只要回到那个造我的这一位主，对，他是造创造我的。
You have a book for me.
因为你有一个册子。
So the moment you believe God, you have a book written in heaven.
你一信相信神，你在天上有一个册子是关乎你。
Maybe the book is all empty because
也许那个册子现在还是空白的。
Because you do kind of your own thing, you know,
因为你都是过你自己的日子，所以没什么乏善可陈记录在册子上。
Everything that he wants.
如果你做的每一件事都是他要的
，Isn't that wonderful?
这个册子就会记录。
We have a big library in heaven.
我们在天上有一个很大的图书馆。
We actually read each other's book.
我们在那里可以读到每一个人的册子。
I said, and your book, and in your book, not wrong. They were all written.
他说都写在你的册子上。
They special for me.
那是特别为我来创造的。
Perhaps it's something like in heaven. There's so many things that God wants you to do and cause you to be successful, but you did not.Rise up to receive them, right? So they are so unfulfilled things written.
在测试上呢，也许神写了很多希望你怎么做就可以怎么样成功，结果你都没有做到，所以有很多是就是未尽之志。
The day special for me, when as yet there was none for them.
就说你的我尚未成型的体质，你的眼早已看见，你所定的日子，我尚未度一日。你都写在你的册子上。
Therefore, we agree, all of us agree.
所以呢，我们都同意。
That we cannot scientifically prove that when life comes into being.
所以我们很难自己来下决定说什么时候那生命开始。
But if we accept that God is the creator of life, then He is the source of life.
所以如果你接受说神就是创造生命的，他是生命的源头。
Yeah, you know, In science school, science lessons, or even in school, when they talk about the birds and the bees, means sexual relationship in the school, okay?
在学校里面，他们现在也有教导一些两性的关系。
Yeah, they talk about the sperm and the egg coming together, right?
他们讲到受精。
But I want to ask you a question. There are many.Couples that not even able to conceive, right?
有很多的夫妻，他们连受孕都很困难。
They have the egg.
他们是有卵子。
Yeah. They have the egg of joining together. But whether the sperm and the eggs coming together and give life, who gave life?
然后他们连接在一起，成为生命，孕育生命，是谁赐下这个生命？
Why is it that there are lots of women crying out, go to those specialized screening?You know, make me the baby. You know why? Because the source of life that is still of the Lord. Amen.
很多人去那个就是要希望他们能够给他们人工的来让他们能够受精，但因为是生命的其实还是神。
Right. Amen. We must understand this. This is the army. This is the source, the mystery of life. Some things of the Bible we must come to understand what is that mystery so that we as believers we understand our God, want to understand our God more perfectly.
所以这是生命有奥秘的，我们确实要来知道，说要知道很清楚知道一切生命都是从神。
So the produce a child to make sure that a fetus is formed in a woman's womb is not just the sperm and the eggs come together. Okay,
所以这不是只是一个就是精子跟卵子受精而已，而能够成为一个胚胎，这个是神做的。
And life is from God.
生命是从神来的，不是因为是用化学的方法的。
This is what God does.
这是神所做的。
He gives life.
他赐生命。
So, when scripture tells me that It's God that, that gives me life.
在圣经里面哪里有讲到说是
Jeremiah 1:5？
耶利米书一章五节这里也有讲到。
This is what God said to Jeremiah.
这是神告诉耶利米的。
So before I formed you in the womb, before even the eggs and the sperm come together, before I formed you in the womb, I know you.
就是说我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你。
Before you were born, I sanctify you, I make you holy.
就是说你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣。
Before you were even born, I ordained you as prophet to the nations.
就是说我已派你做列国的先知。
Right. So all these, you know, I formed you in the womb, I sanctify you when you're in your mother's womb, I make sure that you're going to be a prophet to the nations.
就是说当耶利米都还没有成型，还没有受造的时候，神已经知道，已经
炼他
做，
派
他做先知了。
In the kingdom of God, who believe you don't know.
说生命的源头是完全属于神的。
No need to do this and that. Job 31:15 say, it says, did he who made me in the womb make them, make everyone.
所以约伯记三十一章十五节说，造我在腹中的不也是造他吗？
They not the same flesh one fashion you, also fashion me.
所以将他与我团在腹中的岂不是一位吗？
Okay, if you have not enough, you say, give me more scripture to tell me. I can tell you Isaiah 44:24.
如果你还说再多一点经节，我还可以告诉你以赛亚书十四章。
That's it, the Lord your Redeemer, and He who formed you from the womb. I'm the Lord who makes all.
这里说到从你出胎造就你的叫救赎主耶和华，我耶和华是创造万物的。
Job 33:4 The Spirit of the Lord has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life.
还有约伯记33:3
Say, it's the breath of the Almighty.
神的灵造我，全能者的气使我得生。
The sperm and the eggs can come together, but the beginning of the breath of life is from God. Amen.
所以不管是怎么样，是生命的一定是神。
Therefore, if a woman is pregnant with a child, with a
如果一个妇女她怀孕了
，Look, the life there
在那里面的生命
，even though no matter what is the combination, the chemical or whatever it is that of the sperm and egg, actually the life is given there by God. Amen.
事实上。那个
You believe that?
生命源头是神赐的。
Yeah, I know so many couples who always come out not in this way. So, God, please give me a child, give me a child.
很多人去求子啊，到处要想要想要能够怀上一个孩子。
And then another person is my child. What should I do with it? Right?
有的人是怀了之后，我该怎么办？
Amen. Okay, so.On these things, I want to say that you all understood that life must come from God.
从圣经里面，我们从圣经里面看见，生命是从神而来的。
It's very hard to say, according to statistics in America. I do not know in Canada.
就说 Canada.
No, I do not know about.
我们不知道加拿大是怎么样来判断。
But in America,
在美国
out of 5 babies that were born,
就是说。五出生的婴孩五个
万，
中间有一个
will be aborted.
那没有生出来，
be
就是对，有五个婴孩有一个是，
Because、
就是会被
剁掉。Believe that that life cannot exist.
因为他们的相信是说这生命是不许可被存在。
And this is so prevalent in North America, in Europe, everywhere.
真的在北美。或者在那个在欧洲都非常畅行这样子的想法。
And the logical answer are these reasons.
所以这个逻辑和逻辑的回答呢是这样子的。
The logical justification for them are these the following reasons that I shall tell you why.
他们为什么会有这样的决定？就是他们有逻辑性的这样的原因。
First reason.
第一个
，They don't believe that what they are aborting is life.
他们不相信他们堕掉的有生命。是一个生命。
What do you think? Is it life?
它是生命吗？
Is it life? Yeah.
是。
Yeah. If it's life, then.
如果是生命。
They say that abortion is so easily accessible.
然后因为堕胎在这欧美是这么的容易进行。
And I look up about Canada.
然后我们也看看加拿大。
Abortion in Canada is legal at all stages.
那在加拿大呢？ 堕胎在任何的那个就是说月份都是
if you are pregnant,
都是合法的。
You have regardless of your reason, you can abort the child.
就你怀孕的妇女，你不管你理由说，你都有权利。
And the government of Canada will fund it.
然后加拿大政府会支付这个费用。
And this medical procedure is covered under the Federal Canada's Health Act and also the Provincial Act.
加拿大联邦的或者是省各省的这个就是那个他的那个医疗体系都会支付。
Why people abort? Because they're selfish.
为什么人这样说？因为他们只顾自己啊，顾念自己啊。
He says, "I have no time."
因为我没时间啊，我没有办法来养孩子啊。
I mean, they're born, takes at least 18 years to grow, right?
起码要18年来让他成长啊。
Oh, well, I'm sorry, at this state of my life, I cannot afford. Cannot afford.
那现在呢？
I want a bigger house.
我现阶段我没有办法，我负担不起。
And too much responsible.
太大的责任。
Responsibility to grow up.
等等的，我真的承担不了这个责任。
But they never consider.
但是他们从来不会这样子的考虑。
That it is not a small thing.
这不是一件小事。
To give account before God,
在神面前你要交账。
If you kill somebody,
如果你杀了任何人，神是真的是，神是会审判。
And I want to say that those women that aborted a child,
那些就是堕掉那个孩子。
That they do not actually suffer trauma, they do.
你说他们没有说不受苦，他们会受
grief,
他们会受到忧伤。痛苦，有时候呢，就精神上、心理上也是都是会受创伤的。
When they later come to understand, I am killing a life.
当他们事后知道说我杀的是生命，这是一种谋杀。
Let's hear what the Lord has to say.
我们来听听看圣经怎么说。
Killing a life.
我们来看看。
So Leviticus 24:21-22.
利未记24:21-22说到。
Just say an animal.
看看。就讲牲畜嘛。
Anyone kills an animal shall restore it, and whoever kills a man shall be put to death.
打死牲畜的必赔上牲畜，打死人的必被治。
And the same law for the stranger is from one from your own country. I am the Lord your God.
不管是寄居的，是本地人，同归一例。我是耶和华你们的神。
I didn't understand quite the implication of this till I read something else.
我不是很明白这个经文怎么来使用，直到我读了另外一段。
Exodus 21:22-25.
来读到出埃及记21:22-25.
Okay, here is one of the sundry laws that God gave to Moses immediately after they received the Ten Commandments. Okay,
这个呢是摩西领受了十诫之后。立刻给他们的一些的这个其他的方面。
If a man fight and hurt a woman with the child, so that she give birth prematurely, yet no harm follows, he shall surely be punished according as the woman's husband imposes a thing.
人若彼此争斗，伤害有孕的妇人，甚至坠胎，随后却无别害，那伤害他的总要按妇人的丈夫所要的，照审判官所断的。
But if a man follows, then you shall. If any harm follows, then you shall give life for life.
但是如果有还有别的伤害，就要以命偿命。
So Leviticus 24 says, "You kill a man, you shall be put to death." And here says,
利未记24章那里说到说啊，打死人的必被治死。但出埃及记21章这里说的
，that you will harm anybody, life for life.
你若有伤害别人，有另外的伤害，就要
另方偿命。
让我就更深的来思想。
God is so in between the lines, tell you about the thing called preciousness of life.
然后在这些字里行间呢，我们看到圣经讲的就是说人生命的宝贵。
Has God changed?
改变了吗
？God never changes.
神从来还没有改变。
God never will change His ways.
神也不会改变他的话。
We enact laws to change God's ways.
所以我们才会忽视神的，才会来改变。
Therefore, if you a man you fight and then there's this married woman here and you're pregnant with child and you suddenly you hit instead of hitting the man and you're going to hit her and she fell down and the baby in her womb died, that is life or life death.
然后意思就是说，如果说有 有几方在打架，然后有个怀孕的妇人在旁边，结果不小心，反正你打到他，使得他坠胎了，然后这就是等于是杀了人了，
yeah,
然后就要以命偿命。
Because that is the punishment is capital punishment, life or life.
就是说杀人的就必被治死，这个是就是唯一死刑。
Then the God has other laws too.
那神还有别的律法。
You see, for example, you go into the wood, you know, you're a wood chopper, you go into the wood, and your axe flew and hit somebody, kill somebody, okay?
当然也有一些神还有别的法律，他如果你去那个森林砍柴，结果你的斧子飞出去了，他伤了人了，
and
杀了人了。
That is, and if the person died, that's not capital punishment. That's called manslaughter because you unintentionally, you did not that know that your axe is going to flew and you kill somebody. So it's just manslaughter, not life for life.
那个呢，人因此而死，但是那是意外，那不是定故意的去打死他，你也不知道说斧子。那个斧头会飞出去，
所以
那个人砍死了，所以算是意外。
So, my understanding is that when you see a pregnant woman,
如果你看到一个怀孕的妇人
be so cautious. I mean, really, you want to take care, make sure that the baby in her is well, you know, well protected.
你就要小心了，要知道她腹中的 baby 婴孩一定是要非常的完好的。
Make sure that you don't have any kind of car that she has to climb, you know, what kind of baby, yeah.
所以你就是要很小心，因为怀孕的妇
人，她里面
有生命的。
Remember that that is God's own laws.
这是神自己的法律。
Yes.
他有没有改变？他没有改变。
And then there are people that, you know, talk about that they have the right to abort.
讲到有的人，他们还是自己辩论自己说，我是有。我全力决定要
堕胎。Yeah, I mentioned a few people
is that 你刚刚已经讲了几个了，
yeah,
就是说他们认为
that,
他们认为
，Yeah, that so that's not life.
他们认为这个还不是生命。
Abortion is accessible. I can do it.
这个是做得到，很容易，我可以做的。
And I just don't have time for baby.
我没有时间来照顾婴孩，
hey,
所以我必须要。
It come at the wrong time.
他把它称为是。那个东西来的不是时候啊。
All they say is, I went to the doctors and they told me that this child is going to be disabled.
甚至于有医生说这个孩子可能是有问题的。
It's still alive.
但他还是一个生命。
But it's diagnosed as being disabled.
他是生命，可是被诊断说这个孩子是有问题的。
I have no
option. 残障的。
Woman that thinks that their child is going to be maybe那蒙古人，
就或者蒙古症的，或唐氏症的，这种的有问题的。
They refuse to abort.
他们拒绝。
They continue to believe in the Lord.
他们还是相信主，他们认为这是生命神圣的。
When the child born up, it's a beautiful child.
有的人他是被判定是有问题，结果生下还是很美丽的孩子。
But the thing is that they know that they don't have the right.
因为他们是敬畏神，他觉得我们没有权利来处理。
Our God is not only is impartial to the weak or you know.
我们的神不会说因为你是软弱的，你是弱势的，所以就把你
现在 terminated
就把你给那个做掉。
Every of your fetus in a woman's womb must be perfect or else I can terminate you.
或者是有人会。以为说啊，所有的胚胎一定是要完美的，否则就是要被除去的。
Is it
不是这样子的。
Life, God,
生命就是神所造的生命，
you
在你的手中的。
Is it right? You should think that way.
你是否这样思想是对呢？
知道 last one. I know.
最后一个理由。
I know some abortion is not so clear cut.
是有一些的，有一些的这个决定呢，其实不是那么明确的。
Like,
比如说被强暴的，或者是那个乱伦的。
I would say in those cases, you personally have to go to God.
那像这种情形，你个人真的要来到神面前。
You have to get an answer from Him.
要直接从神那里得到神给的答案。
And that when you get the reasoning and the answer from Him, and that how He speak to you and what He should do to you, you must obtain the peace and the rest for that decision.
就是说，你做的决定最后你。一定还是要得着从神来的这个平安。
Because that's what the Lord wants.
这是神要我们每一个人所
honor what He considers.
我们来尊重神认为是生命的。 我们就来求问这生命的主。
In those cases, I know it's very
difficult, 在这样的情况很困难，但是仍然是要。
In that moment of anger, in the moment of whatever, say no, I'm contaminated.
所以在这样的时刻，你还是要很清楚的来求问。
And I feel that this message today is for those people who believe abortion even to the third trimester.
就是说特别像这样子的信息呢，是给那些有人你怀孕都已经到了过了第三期了，已经到末了。
Okay. I want to say, I also don't know anything about this, you know, because, so the first trimester is from first month of conception to 12 weeks, right?
十二周是一期。
Yeah.
The
second trimester
第二个
12 to 24 weeks.
12到24周。
Third trimester is
第三期周期
14 weeks.So people even go for an abortion at 24 weeks of fetus. America, allow it.
美国甚至于就是怀孕已经二十四周，二十四周已经六个礼拜了。
In fact, the few days before the child was born, you can do it. And I want to say,
甚至于就是他已经都满足了，还是可以做的。
Honestly, how the Lord must be thinking on heaven.
那神在天上，
你知道吗？这个问题 ，which really breaks my heart. I really did cry when I saw it.
因为他们这样子都已经怀孕期满了，还去
，they will take a needle, long needle.
这他们拿一个很长的针
，and then they will pierce the head of the child.
然后刺穿那个孩子的头
，poison it, suck out the brain.
然后把他那个，把他的头脑
，and then the child is surgically taken out.
所以是用开刀把那个孩子给取出来的。
Any government allowed,
任何政府许可这样子的，这种的末期的，这就是谋杀嘛。那个孩子
，Let us consider, life is precious,
生命是宝贵，孩子被婴孩的生命也是宝贵。
Me, I thought to myself, no, but.Oh, and you know what? The Lord hated things like that.
因为我们的主是痛恨这样的事情。
Even child sacrifice, you know,
甚至于呢，就是来献祭，用婴孩来献祭的，这个都是非常得罪神。
Is it not the Lord's hatred for what Israel did to child sacrifice that he wanted to destroy their nation?
就是说，以色列人曾经放过让孩子。就金火烧来献祭，神愤怒才使得这个国家就被毁了。神憎恨这样的事情。
You see, Solomon did not build those things, but he allowed his
所罗门他没有去造这些就是献孩子的祭坛，但是他没有禁止。
And because of that,
神也是很憎恨，
just cannot stand it.
神就受不了了。
And if God, and so in the ancient days.Child sacrifice is actually killed, murdering, murder.
当然，他那个过去，他是真的婴孩是生出来，他是金火把他给火烧来献祭的，那个就是谋杀。
We murder them in the mother's.
这只是说还在母腹中就来谋杀，
so,
也是谋杀。
It's equivalent,
是一样的。
So if God punished the nation of Israel,
神惩罚以色列这个国家，就是因为他们在这件事上犯罪。
Today, in our generation.
在我们这个时代，
几
十年
we don't even consider, you know, the big and eyelid. If somebody say, I'm going to have an abortion, right?
就是一眨眼就想到啊，我不想要这个孩子了。
So therefore, I want to say to you all that it is serious things before God.
在神眼前，这是非常严肃的
事情。And this thing of the reversal of Roe and Wade.
所以美国最高法院彻就反过来反转了这个，就是他们。堕胎的权利
，has great hope in America，
在美国就反而是让美国有希望，因为他们反过来了。
Even though the Supreme Court did not do much，
其实大法的那个最高法院没有做很多，他只是反过来说这个权利在将近49年前是说啊可以的，你们可以有这个权利做，但现在只是说这个权利要各州来决定而已，他做的只有这样子。然后哇，这全美国到处就暴动了。
Many more children will be saved.
但是因着这个法律现在反转，很多的婴孩会得救，那就会使得神的愤怒稍微减轻。 不是说再也没有了，有了，加拿大已经说欢迎他们来啊。
对，
说来加拿大开口欢迎你们都不行的来我这里啊。
加拿大说 come to Canada，
对呀、
啊，在说
这个很严重啊。
And I'll say, what do you think? You think the whole Canada cannot sink into the sea?
你以为加拿大很安全吗？加拿大是在美国不许他们欢迎他们，你们要来加拿大，
okay,
我们帮你忙啊。
I wish we already slapped God enough, you know, one slap, two slap.
加拿大打神的耳光已经是真的是没少打了。
But as for you and me, because you belong to God's glory, I cannot but tell you,
基督荣耀之家的，我们必须要说
abortion is killing, killing is murder,
就是伤害婴孩，杀死婴孩就是一个谋杀。
And we don't have the right to take life.
我们没有权利来取性命。没有
you don't give life, you cannot take life.
我们可以赐生命，但是我们不能够取走生命。
So I just want to mention about child sacrifice. The giving you one scripture, I've got lots of scripture, but I just want to give you one.
是不是？他们那时候就是有用婴孩来献祭。
Let's turn to 2 Kings 16:3, the song scripture.
就是那个那列王记
下。Oh, I think this is okay.Leviticus 18:21，
十八章二十一节，立位记十八章二十一，不可使你的儿女金火归于魔，也不可亵渎你神的名。我是耶和华，就是金火，就是经过火烧啊。
I built today，
而烧了献祭给那种假神呐、
啊。Yeah，because it's such an important issue，
这是很重要的一件事。
And when I come to understand more，
让我们越多的明白。
I feel that I owe you a duty to tell you，
就是我。有这样的责任，必须要告诉你
，that children really are a great gift of
儿女的确是神所赐的伟大的礼物
，and their lives is to be protected and nurtured.
他们的生命是要被保护，而且是要让他们成长。
And that, like, when a child is born in your family, God is committing something to you.
当一个孩子生在你的家里，神是交付托给你一件宝贵的事情。不单只是一个生理上的生命，还有爱。
But it's also the life, the spiritual life. God wants you to grow in that child.
还有这个孩子的属灵的生命，神也希望你能够让这个孩子的属灵生命成长。
Do you believe that fathers and mothers are being used by God?
你相信吗？父亲、母亲，神使用父母亲。
So therefore, never prevent your daughter or your son from reading the Bible or wanting to know more Bible, then say, go and study, go and study.
就是说，当你的孩子、你儿子、女儿，他们想要读圣经，说不要，没时间了，去做功课，做功课。
You be so good in your study, not just
大家看重的就是学习，要学习要好，还没有鼓励他好好读圣经。
They are actually.God given to you to actually to develop the light of Christ in them.
儿女神赐给父母亲是要让你使他们里面基督的生命可以能够被发展出来。
So a parent, you know,
所以身为父母
a child comes to you and say, Oh, I forgot. I have to do my homework. I have to do my homework. And you know, I don't have time for Bible. You say, Yeah, do your homework first. What are you telling the child? Priority, homework.Making money in the world, making a million percent more important than God.
所以呢，如果儿女来说，哎呀，我今天忘记了，我现在功课还没做好，我来不及做功课，先做功课。
Yeah.
你现在就是在教导孩子说世界的价值观，你做好功课，然后以后好多赚一点钱，你就是把这个告诉他们优先次序是世界先优先。
I think a very wise woman in law will tell a child, okay, don't worry, you go to God first.Do God's thing first. God will give the time to do your homework. That is the way to do your homework.
你好好先去读圣经，好好做神的事情，神会让你有足够的时间来做功课的。
Or the other thing that you see that, okay, you do this, I'm going to reward you. Okay.
如果有时候
you finish this, you do this well, I'm going to reward you.
我们常常就奖励孩子，你做这个，我就来给你奖励。
I'm sorry, I don't have children, but if I have any kids now, this is the way I will teach them because this is what I think is very important. Yeah.
就是说，现在呢， 如果说现在要来教养孩童的话，我就是会这样子来教。
I would say，
我会说。
I would say spend more time and say how many of God's word do you remember a day? I mean a week.
你每天、yeah. 或你每周到底记得住多少神的话呢
？And they have great memories of children.
小孩子的记忆力是非常好的。
Not only when they come to you and say, oh, like a tree planted by the river, blah blah blah. But you ask them, do you understand? That you make a reward that not only you understand scripture, but you understand the meaning of scripture.
所以呢，你就是要奖励他，不单要把圣经给记下来，还要明白这个圣经。
Therefore, this is the way we grow up our kids.
我们要如此的让我们的孩子能够成长。
And they will not depart from the world.
他们就不会离弃主。
You and me.Can never be every time you have children.
因为我们不可能永远跟我们的儿女。
But the Lord is always with them, right?
总是永远的。
Like the words given to Sun Lei, I never leave you. The Lord is always with them.
对呀，像今天给孙磊他们家的。
If they have the Lord solely in their life,
永远不离开你，不离弃你。
They are set for life.
如果主就是他们生命中最重要，他们一生都安了。
Because when they grow a certain age, when they are sad, they will not tell you.
因为当他们长大成人，有时候他们其实很悲伤的时候，他不见得会告诉父母。
When they are disappointed in life,
当他们生命中有失望，他们也不见得讲出来。
They can grow to go to God, right?
但他们如果成长，
so、
他们可以来告诉父母。
Isn't that something of a value system that we must?
这就是他们价值系统，我们价值观，我们必须要欣赏。
As for today, I want to say Proverbs 31:8.
我要讲的就是。箴言，今天要讲箴言31:8。
Open your mouth for the speechless.
对那个无法自辩的人
，in the course of all who are appointed to die,
为一切孤独的深渊，箴言31:8，你当为哑巴或不能自辩的来开口。
So I want to say to you that now you have the maybe may the Lord give you more understanding about that abortion is murder.
如果真让我们明白了，堕胎其实就是。就是、
May you be used by God.
你唯愿你能够被神使
用，
因为这个不能自辩的婴孩，他不能，那你能够为他来辨别。
In the cause of all who are appointed to die.
就是说，为了那一切孤独的深渊。
Also, too, as important as the message is, I want to talk to all of us here.
所以这很重要的一个信息，我要对大家。
Especially, this is the first.Week of the second part of this month, this year.
特别今天，这是2022年下半年的第一个。
And I think that we have any ideas about that abortion is right, let us cancel it today.
如果在此之前，我们认为说，堕胎是一个权利，是人你可以有的权利，我们最好今天把这样想法给取消掉。
If we don't have any idea about abortion today, may the Lord educate us.
如果我们过去没有多想关于这方面的事情，唯愿今天主教育我们。
And if we have aborted a child,
曾经过
which is the woman,
的堕胎
but the man may say, please go for abortion. That is also true. Part of the conspiracy.
当然，有时候是男的要他去这么做，这也是这个同谋啦。共犯。
Let us stand up.
让我们就是能够。
Let us stand up and ask the Lord.
求主。
Can I have some music?Ask the Lord to minister.
来，真的是来服侍我们，来做工在我们里面。我们回看
，For it is only God who can.
只有神能够赦免。
Yeah.
放一点音乐。
困难呀。Maybe some of the problems we have in life.
也许在我们生命中有一些的问题。
Are the scars for our wrong thinking?
就是我们一些错误思想的这样的伤疤。
Or the action that we already did.
或者是我们已经做过的行为
，and that really that we are condemned.
我们被定罪。
And today the Lord said, "You want to set us free."
今天神要释放我们自由。
But asking us, say, "Lord, I'm so sorry, I don't understand this, but today I."
主啊，对不起，因为我不明白这个，请你赦免我。
You know, when I was preparing this message,
当我在预备这个信息
，the Lord told me, "I want you to carry this message to the East Indian Church."
神要我带着这个信息去一个印度教会的教会去来分享，来告诉他们。
And I get understand quite a bit about this.
我就越来越明白。
Thank you. Because it's life or life. The question is,
Is
not you abort it
它那个不是没有生命的东西。
Yeah, it's life.
它是那个是一个生命。
And the Lord can make a challenge to all of you. You try. You know, those who are married, you can have eggs and sperm together. You still cannot make the baby, right?
事实上有的人尝试很多方法，就是没办法成孕。
What is the Lord?
是生命是主。
Yeah, it's life.
是生
命，是生命，
这很清楚。生命是神
赐
的，
是
神所赐的，生命是神圣的，所以我们没有权利，没有资格来除去这个生命。
So something's happened to us, and we wonder why it's happening.
所以有时候我们在人生中有发生一些事情，我们说，哎，怎么这样子？为什么？
We did not have understanding.
过去我们要为我们的错误来认罪求神赦免。让我们站起来。
Stretch your hands to the Lord.
我们就向神伸出手来。
Lord, we first of all want to say that we do not understand.
首先我们要说主，我们不明白。
The nation we live in do not understand.
那这些我们所在的这个国家好像也
不明白。How dare Canada say those one who are born in USA to come here?
他们是这样说，如果在美国他们州不许可他们堕胎，加拿大欢迎他们来。
We are not a murderous nation.
我们不是一个谋杀的国家。
We are not.
我们不是。
We ask you to forgive us.
求你赦免我。
Because you come to understand.
我们明白。
Aborting a fetus is aborting life.
我们真是来堕掉一个胚胎，就是来杀一个生命。
Because we are not the giver of life.
我们不是赐生命的那一位，所以我们没有资格来取生命。
Forgive us.
求赦免我们。求赦免。
Forgive everybody.
赦免每一个人。
Lord, think this way and say it's okay and all that, Lord.
他们认为说这个是可以的。
No, Lord, it's not okay.
主啊，不可以的。
It's not okay.
在你眼前是不可能、不许可的。
Anger, you have.
你的愤怒。
Against the nation of Israel. Child sacrifice.
你来对以色列这国家，他们使孩子金火来献祭给假神。Oh, 你的愤怒。
We have child sacrifice here. We sacrifice them in the mother's womb.
我们在这里的牺牲孩子，就是在还在母腹中，我们就叫他牺牲。
We call it, it is not.
我们称说这个用。它是没有生命的这样子的代名词，这不是的，它是生命的，这是神所赐的生命。求你来赦免加拿大这个国家，
赦免
他们这么的支持这个堕胎，加拿大是这样。洁净我们，用你的宝血来洁净。我们犯了罪的。独独得罪你了，犯了罪。赦免我。赦免我。
Heal us.
医治我。
Heal us.
医治我。
Wash away this sin.
洗净这个罪。洗净这个罪。
That we can understand, and that we will be a voice for the helpless.
我们能够成为那个没有办法为自己开口的，来为他们开口。
Say no, that's not right.
我们说不，这是不对的。
Whatever the reasons, even in those reasons that we do not understand, but they have to come to you. They have to come to you.
他们什么事情，他们都必须来到你面前来寻
求。So that they can have rest and peace.
他们才能够有平安在他们心里面。
And for those of us here,
对于我们在座的每
一个人，we have aborted a child.
我们曾经堕过胎。
Lord, come before you.
我们来到你面前，我说赦免我们，赦免我
们，
洁净我的子宫，洁净我。
Forgive me that I do not know.
赦免我，因为我不知道。
No matter what excuse I have done.
不管我当时有什么样的理由。
I did not come to you.
如果我不来你面前，
so carelessly take a
life. 如此的这样子的，就是随便的除去一个生命，为了自私的理由，
for my own sin,
为了自己的罪，
I take a life.
来夺取生命，
okay.
求你赦免，
okay.
求你赦免。主耶稣的宝血，主耶稣的宝血，主耶稣的宝血来洁净我，
oh,
洁净，主耶稣的宝血。
Yes.
来洁净，奉耶稣的名。
Thank you, Lord.
花一点点时间。
You confess it.
我们真的是来主面前，
tell you.
来告诉他，来跟主人交好， mm-hmm. 告诉他，
forgive me.
赦免我，
forgive me.
赦免我，
this wrong.
为了这个错，
yes.
为了这个罪。Yes.这个谋杀，
no other name is given.
没有什么正确的名字可以形容。
And you give it to yourself and take it along.
因为我杀了你的生命，圣母吗？圣母。好的。
And say with the rest of God comes.
如果基督的平安真的临到你
，May the peace of God come upon you.
神的平安临到你的，充满你的心了。
The Lord extend your hands once again.
神再一次向你施恩伸手。
May He speak to you tenderly.
他温柔地对你说话。谢谢。
So in ancient times, you know,
在古时候
，people cry over their sin.
人为他们的罪就是来哭泣，有时候我们也是要为我们的罪来哭泣，赦免我，赦免我，谢谢主，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名。
And I believe what a great start.
我相信这是一个很伟大的开始。
The second half of the year.
这是2022年的下半年。一个开始。
May Canada has hope.
唯愿加拿大也有希望。
Really hope.
真实的希望。
The Lord says, I see the people who repented before my sight and those who do not.
因为主，你看见有人来到你面前来悔改认罪，有的人没有。
No, but more than those who do not.
更多的人来认罪，比不认罪的人多。
This is the same.
一样的。
And it's as hideous as bowing to another god.
就这个，就这种事情，就好像你向假神跪拜一样的可憎。谢谢。
Then I dare to ask.
我们如此胆敢的开口祈求。
Lord, may my days of my life on this earth be fruitful and good.
唯愿我在世上的这个。剩余的生命是丰盛的，是好的，
yeah.
是结果很累累。
And receive this peace.
我们领受这个安息，
peace.
领受这个平安。谢谢主，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
So I say, without blessing, may the Lord bless you.
祝大大的祝福你，愿耶和华赐福给你。愿耶和华使他脸光照你。
The Lord give you all the abundance and the shalom in the land of the living.
所以呢，耶和华赐你平安在这个活人之地。
Yes, great and mighty face, just shine upon you.
神的伟大的这个发光的脸向你光照。
And peace.
赐给你平安。阿门。耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
Thank you.
阿门。谢谢大家。
蛋糕
啊，蛋糕。